What's up, Happy Lifer? Thanks for joining us today, and welcome to Happy Life Studios. Imagine me and you and me. Well, that's a happy thought. How they toss the dice, it had to be. So true, Happy Lifer. One for me is you. We're so happy together. So happy together. That's what Happy Life Studios is all about. It's what Happy Life is all about. It's what International Day of Happiness is all about, and that is today. Happy life, happy together, that's the theme. International Day of Happiness. I'm just happy to be able to be singing. I lost my voice last week. I probably should cut you some slack and stop singing, I suppose. Well, happy International Day of Happiness. And that's their theme, Happier Together. I don't know if they got that from that song or not, but we just had to use that song since the theme of the International Day of Happiness is Happier Together. And since we are the official podcast of the holidays, we have to do a podcast on it. And not only do we have to do a podcast on it because we're the official podcast of the holidays, but it's also one of Happy Life Studios' favorite holidays, to be honest, the International Day of Happiness. I mean, we've talked about this many times. We've done many of these celebrations throughout the years of Happy Life Studios on International Day of Happiness, which is always March the 20th. And I believe that the theme was also Happier Together in 2017. At least I know we used this song when we did it that year as well. But I just think it's so cool that the United Nations would make it a day for the world to celebrate. You got people all over the world celebrating with you today. That's what I call a happy life or movement, a happy life. In fact, we've talked about this before, but the whole journey to a happier life started with me right around the same time that it was hitting the UN, and I had no idea about it. I didn't hear about it until a couple years after we had gotten our podcast up. Someone said, have you heard about International Day of Happiness? And I had never heard of it, but when I did some research into it, it started the same time I started jumping into this whole living a happier life. So I just think you can see why it's our favorite holiday. It's starting at the same time as the UN, it's national, it's global. It's just a cool holiday, and it's a cool thought. You know, they say, the United Nations says that is our inalienable right. Am I saying that right? For humans to be happy. It's something that everybody strives for. Now, not everybody is hitting it, and there's a few reasons for that, and we'll probably talk about that today, because I want to give you a bunch of quotes. Since it's 2024, I'm going to give you 2024 happy quotes. So buckle up. Let's get ready to go. Hold up. If you haven't stopped the podcast already, I'm not going to do 2024 quotes on happiness. Could you imagine that, though? We'd be here, for a week. Anyway, what I am going to do is I'm going to give you 24 quotes. 24 quotes for International Day of Happiness 2024. Actually, let's make them 24 quotes for the entire 2024, not just International Day of Happiness, because we're Happy Life Studios, not Happy Day Studios. And of course, Happy Life is full of happy days, but it's so much bigger. And this whole global thing is so much bigger too. It's just so much bigger than us, right? We are a part of something bigger, and we're trying to achieve and keep the happy life no matter what the circumstances are. And this has been going on for a long time. Aristotle said, happiness is the meaning and the purpose of life, the whole aim and end of human existence. Wow. Now that's a quote from Aristotle. That's been around a while. Happiness is the meaning and the purpose of life. It's the whole aim and the end of human existence. It's what we strive to be. Here are a couple quotes I want to give you that aren't necessarily happy quotes, but they set up the reason that we're giving the happy quotes. There are two quotes to set up the other 24. Actually, now the other 23, because I just gave you that one from Aristotle. Okay, but here you go. This first one is from Jim Rohn, and it says, quote, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much, end quote. Wow, So if we want to be happy, we have to design a plan. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people never find happy, because they just let life happen to them. We think that if we could decrease our negative and increase the positive, then we're going to be happier people. But a happy life is so much deeper than that, and these 24 quotes are going to prove that. But like Jim Rohn says, it's something that we need to set up a plan. If we want to be happy, then we should plan to be happy. We should plan a happy life. We should make steps toward it, which leads me into the next quote by Christopher Morley, who said, quote, "There is only one success, to be able to spend your life in your own way." When we don't plan our life, we plan our life. Not planning is planning. Like, you know, the old statement that you've heard many times, this isn't one of the 24 quotes, but, you know, if you fail to plan, then plan to fail. So if we don't design our own life plan, then chances are we're going to fall into someone else's life plan. And circumstances rarely ever agree. When we decide, I want to be happy, so I want the negative to go away, I don't know. It feels to me like whenever I make a statement in that direction, circumstances actually, it feels like they are working against me. So it's something we got to plan. It's something we have to fight for. You got to fight for your right to be happy. Or as Ayn Rand puts it, quote, "Learn to value yourself," which means fight for your happiness, end quote. That's it, man. If we value ourselves, and there's so much talk about mental health these days, so if we really value ourselves, that means to fight for our happiness. Now, there's a lot of fighting going on these days. There's a lot of junk on social media. There's a lot of junk out there on the regular media. I know I mention it a lot, but we need to hear this a lot because it's all around us. And we need to hear the other side of things. Fighting for your happiness isn't about fighting people. It's not about fighting those that are getting in the way of our happiness. I get in my way of happiness, not somebody else. Nobody else can make me angry. I have to allow them to do that. I'm not saying that what they do to me or say about me is right. But like Viktor Frankl said, who was in the concentration camps, he said, the one thing that the Nazis could not take from him was his attitude. And he remained a happy person in that prison camp. In fact, we're going to do a quote from Viktor Frankl coming up here in just a second. So with all the fighting going on, how about we just fight for our happiness? I mean, if we really want to be happy, it's something that deserves fighting for. We need to fight for our right to be happy.
You gotta fight for your right to be happy.
Or like Abraham Lincoln said, quote, "Folks are usually about as happy as they make their minds up to be," end quote. Wow, that's potent. You're probably going to hear me say that a lot today. Wow. Maybe I should just call this episode Wow. Because when I came across these quotes, there were so many good ones. So I picked out the best ones and put them in here for you. But that's a pretty powerful statement, don't you think? Folks are usually about as happy as they make their minds up to be. That's what it means to fight for your happiness. To make up our mind, I am going to be happy despite what my circumstances might say. Lucy Maud Montgomery from Anne of Green Gables, heard of that book, I'm sure, said, quote, "It's been my experience that you can nearly always enjoy things if you make up your mind firmly that you will." Which fits perfectly with Abraham Lincoln. Not just make up our minds to be happy, but firmly make up our minds. I am going to be happy. And that's probably one reason why you've been listening to Happy Life Studios podcast. I know it's why I put out Happy Life Studios podcast, because this helps me. The whole concept of happy together, happy life, it means so much to me that we're a part of the same community. You help me be happier. When I'm recording this stuff, it's getting inside my brain too. I'm still living in the moment like I talked about at the holiday season. It is still changing my life in a powerful way. And that came from thinking about you, doing this podcast together with you, realizing that I'm not alone in this thing. We are a part of something bigger, and it's even global. Roy T. Bennett from The Light in the Heart said, quote, "Attitude is a choice. Happiness is a choice. Optimism is a choice. Kindness is a choice. Giving is a choice. Respect is a choice." And here it comes. Ready? "Whatever choice you make makes you." Wow. "Choose wisely," he said. attitude, happiness, optimism, kindness, giving, respect. It's a choice. And whatever choice we make, makes us. So choose wisely. Dale Carnegie, out of his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, said, quote, "It isn't what you have or who you are or where you are or what you're doing that makes you happy or unhappy. It is what you think about." And that goes right back into making up our minds. Look, listen, and remember. Look at the things that bring happy to you. Listen to the things that bring happy to you. Remember the things that bring happy to you. Set your mind, because happiness isn't based upon all these other things. It's based upon what we think about. Helen Keller takes it a step further. It's not just about being happy, but it's about being resilient here. She said, quote, "Resolve to keep happy, and your joy and you shall form an invincible host against difficulties," end quote. Wow. If you know anything about the story of Helen Keller, she lived that. And when we resolve, we set our mind to being happy, we fight for a right to be happy, then we join with our joy and we form an invincible host against difficulties. Wow. There, I said it again. Wow. And I like what Ralph Waldo Emerson said, right along those same lines. Here, this goes really deep, and this fits in perfectly with what's been going on in our world today, and what's been going on, particularly in America. I don't know about the rest of the world, because I don't live there, but I live in America, and there's so much. We're talking about mental health, and some people that talk about mental health are talking about in some angry way, and they're getting all mad at all these other people, and I'm like, how? That just doesn't make sense to me. That's like, it's hypocritical. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to talk about mental health and be angry while I'm talking about mental health is only hurting my mental health. Check out what Ralph Waldo Emerson said. This is so potent. He said, quote, "For every minute you are angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness," end quote. And that is a huge reason why so many people who want to be happy today aren't happy today, because they are trading it in for anger. So you got to fight for your right to be happy. And when you set your mind, "I am choosing to be happy. Me and my joy are going to form a team. We're going to be able to stand up against the difficulties. I am choosing to be happy no matter what my circumstances are." Then at that point, when I learned that, that's why last year we did the 7 days of happy, 7 happy hacks to help us develop the habit of being happy. Every day I gave you a different hack. And if we repeat the combination of those hacks for 21 days, we get the habit of being happy. And when we set our mind, when we join with our joy, when we fight for the right to be happy, then at some point we can stop fighting and just be. Like Guillaume Apollinaire said, I hope I'm saying that right. Check this out. Quote, "Now and then it's good to pause in our pursuit of happiness and just be happy," end quote. Now and then it's good to pause in our pursuit of happiness and just be happy. Isn't that the point? So that we can just be happy. It's a habit we have. When you think of habits, you always think of negative habits. But what if we develop the habit of being happy? We have to make a plan for that to happen. I like what Thich Nhat Hanh said. "The present moment is filled with joy and happiness. If you are attentive, you will see it." Period. We keep looking for happy, but it's right here in front of us. The present moment is filled with joy and happy. And if we are looking, if we're paying attention, look, listen, and remember. If we look, listen, and remember, we pay attention, we get in that moment, we will see that this moment is filled with joy and happiness. And here's that quote from Viktor Frankl, the Holocaust survivor. Quote, "Don't aim at success. The more you aim at it and make it a target, the more you're going to miss it. For success, like happiness, cannot be pursued. It must ensue. And it only does so as an unintended side effect of one's personal dedication to a cause greater than oneself, or as the byproduct of one's surrender to a person other than oneself." And here's a guy that was in the prison camps. And here's a guy that was brutally abused and taken advantage for doing nothing wrong, just for who he was. He was attacked for who he was. And he's saying, don't think about yourself here. Think about others. you're part of a cause that's greater than you. And just the whole International Day of Happiness is so much bigger than all of us. But a happy life is bigger than all of us. We are all on this planet together. We got to think of other people, not just ourselves. Make someone happy and you'll be happy too. That's not one of the quotes, but I guess it could have been from Jimmy Durante, you know. Happiness cannot be pursued, Victor said. It must ensue, which means the result of something. And we realize that we are part of something bigger than ourselves. And we start focusing on other people and helping other people find their happy. That's when happiness happens. It's when happiness finds us. Check out what Jennifer Niven said in All the Bright Places. Isn't that a great title? All the Bright Places. Anyway, check this out. Talk about being in the moment. She said this: the problem with people is they forget that most of the time it's the small things that count. Along with that, Anne Brashears, is it Anne Brashears, I'm not sure, but from the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, said this: being happy isn't having everything in your life be perfect. Maybe it's about stringing together all the little things. Yeah. And we all have little things that we can be happy about. We all have little things to be happy about. All I got is little things. Well, the little things really are the big things. Roy Goodman says, quote, remember that happiness is a way of travel, not a destination. Happiness is not a place to find. Happiness isn't a destination that we get to someday. It's the way we live. It's the way we get there. It's the way we travel. Which leads right into what John Lennon said. Count your age by friends, not years. Count your life by smiles, not tears. So you're going to talk about joining with your joy and being a formidable foe against all the circumstances that would plot against your happy. That's the tears. But don't count your life by the tears. Count your life by the smiles. And don't count your life by the years. Count your life by the friends that you have. So happier together. It's such a great theme. Tom Baudet said, quote, they say a person needs just three things to be truly happy in this world. Someone to love, something to do, and something to hope for. This thing is bigger than us. It's about the people around us. And we don't need to fight them. We need to fight for our right to be happy. And how do we do that? By sharing the happy, by making other people happy. That's when happy finds us. Like Charlotte Bronte said, quote, happiness quite unshared can scarcely be called happiness. It has no taste, end quote. If we don't share it, according to Charlotte Bronte anyway, and Steve Hayes here, if we don't share it, we can't really call it happy. Happiness is something to not just fight for, but something to live. It's the journey. It's something to radiate out of our lives, which is the whole happy demic concept, which is the whole happy life concept. It's something that needs to be shared, or it can scarcely be called happiness. Just like Anne Frank in The Diary of a Young Girl said. She was a Holocaust survivor too. That's what makes the statement even more powerful. But she said, whoever is happy will make others happy. That's the proof that you're happy, because you make other people happy. Or you strive to make other people happy, which makes you happy, which it exudes out of you to make other people happy. It radiates out of you, which makes you happy, which radiates out of you, which makes you happy. And it's a great catch-22 to become a part of. Just like John Krakauer said in Into the Wild, quote, happiness is only real when shared. Wow. Just be happier, period. Let me quote Helen Keller again. She said, quote, be happy with what you have while working for what you want. When we flip that around, that's another reason why so many of us can't find happy, because we're trying to be happy with what we want. We're trying to get what we want so we can be happy. But we got the cart in front of the horse. Be happy with what you already have while you work for what you want. Don't be happy for what you want. Don't say, I won't be happy till I get what I want. Be happy with what you already have. See the small things that you already have, and then work for the things that you want. But don't let the things that you want, or the lack of the things that you want, deter you from being happy. Set your mind. Fight for your right to be happy. And I like what Thomas Edison said. This fits right along with what we've been talking about with Live the Life You Love and Love the Life You Live series. quote, "I never did a day's work in my life." Really? Thomas Edison? Yeah, he never did a day's work in his life, he said, because he said it was all fun, end quote. If you love the life you have, then you have the life you love. If you love the life you live, then you're living the life you love. And that's one of the other reasons why a lot of people don't find happiness, because they're trying to find the life they love. They're trying to find their quote-unquote purpose. And nothing wrong with searching for what you do and what you do well and all that type of stuff. But if you just start loving what you have now, then you'll have the life that you love. It's not about work. If we can make work fun, we can make it happy. Life goes so much quicker. Life is just so much better when it's fun. And when we're happy at work, it makes our work happy. Like the Dalai Lama said, happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. We just need to find our happy. And how do we do that? Well, we mentioned several ways here. I mean, there's so many ways to do that. But since it's Happy Life Studios podcast, allow me to read from a book I received from my youngest son for Christmas. Plus, I have to because it's one of the 24 quotes, so I have to have it in there. And then I need to end because I don't know if you can tell or not my voice. I'm starting to lose it here. So I'm glad that my voice came back enough for me to be able to put another bonus podcast out on the International Day of Happiness since we are the official podcast of the holidays. Anyway, so how do you find you're happy? Let's allow Snoopy to show us. Because the book my son gave me is called Be More Snoopy, Find Your Happy Dance. And the quote or the section is entitled, you guessed it, Find Your Happy. The book starts off with saying that, quote, joy is a personal experience. Everyone has their own sources. Schroeder finds joy mainly in mastering Beethoven on a toy piano, whereas Snoopy seems to find it anywhere, even juggling on a unicycle. Treasure the sources of joy you do have, but never stop looking for new ones. Look and see. You may find you're happy in surprising places. That Find Your Happy section also has these pages, thoughts chapters, which are like only a paragraph long a piece, so I'm not sure what to call them. But here are a few other ways that Snoopy suggests. I won't read them for the sake of time and my voice and the sake that we've already have our 24 quotes, but they are all very good and very Snoopy-ish, very Charlie Brown-ish. I highly recommend purchasing this book. I'll leave the link in the show notes. No, I'm not an affiliate of them. I'm not going to make any money off of that. But that's not a bad idea. But I'm not going to. I don't have time to get that done anyway. Maybe in the future. But and thank you, Micah, for the great gift, for blessing your dad with that. It was a great gift. So here are the chapters, pages, thoughts, whatever, under that section. Find your happy. Embrace daily life. That's what we've been talking about, the little things. It's how we live our life. It's not the destination, it's the journey. So embrace daily life. 2, try new things. 3, value yourself highly. And that means, like we said earlier, value yourself highly. It means to fight for your happiness. 4, enjoy the ride, not the destination. And that also fits in with what we said earlier. It's not the destination. Happy is the journey. So enjoy that ride, not the destination. 5, count victories, not losses. Focus on the things that you do have, that you are doing well. Living in the moment, right? Well, we've talked about that already in that, you know, since the holiday season. And lastly, practice self-care. So you can see why this is such a great book and why it was such a great gift for me. And my son really put some thought into that in buying me this book. So speaking of a great gift, let me close with our last 2 quotes because I think they wrap. See what I did there? Gift, wrap. They wrap this episode up perfectly. First one is from Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, those who are not looking for happiness are the most likely to find it because those who are searching forget that the surest way to be happy is to seek happiness for others. I wasn't going to say it. But I have to. Wow. I mean, what else do you say? Those who are not looking for happiness are most likely to find it because they realize that the surest way to be happy is to seek for happiness in others. Which reminds me of a song. I just might have to play it here in a second, but not until I read the last quote from Mother Teresa. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Be the living expression of God's kindness. Kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile. Be the living expression of kindness, of God's kindness. Do your best to live your life in such a way that when people get in contact with you, they leave better and they leave happier. Make someone happy. Yeah, you know it. And you'll be happy too.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Thanks for listening. I hope that inspired you. Remember, life isn't perfect, but that doesn't mean it can't be happy.
D-Base.